I can't believe it's only been a few days, but I've already learned so much about him. He loves romance. His book collection is vast. Oh, he is so smart, and he loves animals. And he's so generous, going out of his way to help total strangers. So, what do you think, Mom? You think I'm doing an okay job in my surveillance? Yes, my pup, I do. You've been doing so well. Ah, I'm so proud. You're just like me. Really, Mom? Was it ever like this when you and Dad met? Oh, meeting your father was... wonderful. It was a whirlwind romance. He was so dashing. We met the day he came here to fix the fox statue and tied it with a red string to keep it together. You mean Dad proposed to you just like that? Wow, so forward. Yes, it was. Ah, when I saw what he had done, oh, my heart beat so fast. I swear if I weren't immortal, I would have died. Then what happened? Well, when he left the shrine, I followed him. Ah, and even though he ran, he never stopped giving me signs, showing me what his heart really wanted. But he was so shy back then. I had to hunt him. When I finally caught him, of course, I brought him here. Kept him here with my magic. As time passed, he warmed to me. And eventually fell deeply, madly in love with me. Just like I knew he would. He was determined not to give in to his feelings for so long. You see, he didn't feel worthy of me. A human and a goddess. Well, so I had to show him that he was. It's funny. Your uncle was much the same way.
The same thing happened with Uncle too? Wow. So, what made him change?
Your father and his brother had to confront some demons of their own, in the form of their mother. She kidnapped them, was going to kill them too, and... Well, when we freed them, they killed her in return.
Good. She deserved it for trying to hurt Dad. So, how come you never told me all this before, Mom? I mean, I asked you how you guys met a million times, but you shrugged it off.
Why open up now? I was waiting for you to fall in love, my pup. That feeling you have inside you. I know part of you is afraid of it. I've seen how you tremble getting close to him, and how you've been hesitating.
Well, isn't this feeling just maybe... too intense?
Nonsense, my sweet pup. This is very natural for us. As Ninetales, we love very strongly and truly. All fox can do.
So, I should give in to them? Act on them?
Yes, my dear. And when you do, you will feel so complete. So wonderful.
Tell me, have you ever once seen your father unhappy?
No. Well, actually, there was this one time, but I don't think it counts. Remember that time you got held up with a duty of yours and you couldn't come home for 2 weeks? Dad looked so sad waiting for you.
Oh, yes. I remember. Oh, I felt so bad about that. Making my poor darling feel lonely. Oh, don't worry, though. I made it up to him. Over and over again.
Mom, please don't do that around me.
Oh, my dear pup. You just might be this way with your soulmate as well. He is your darling, after all. Your true love.
Ah, Mom. Just thinking about it makes me blush.
I never thought I'd feel this way. It's so wonderful. I used to hate love so much, but now I see how beautiful it is. All I want is to see his smile again, hear his laughter, keep him happy.
And if anyone should hurt them or make them sad, I'll kill them. Tear them to shreds and make their family feast on their remains.
Wow. Sorry. Those are those intense feelings again. Sorry, Mom.
No. That is so beautiful. I told you, you're just like me.
So, Mom, what should I do? How can I make him mine?
Be passionate. Show him how much you love him. Sneak into his room so you can do other things to him that will make him feel good as he sleeps. Cuddle with him. Watch him. Show your affection by taking pictures of him and making a shrine.
All right.
Thank you so much, Mother. I really appreciate your teachings.
Oh, I'm so proud of you, my beloved pup. I will always help you find your way to happiness, no matter what.
Thanks, Mom. One thing that I used to do for your father, still do, in fact, is sing to him when we're alone. There was one song in particular he used to love. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
Won't you come my way? My self-restraint is crumbling. It's just me, so don't you be afraid. I'll hold you through the night. You can't escape my love. It's just me, so don't you be afraid. Will your lips taste the kiss of death, darling destiny? Is racing through my body, world in motion finally. Could this be love? Let me melt away in your embrace, my darling. It's just me, so don't you be afraid.
Now I'll stop there. I'm starting to get embarrassed.
Mom, that was beautiful. Do you think I could sing like that?
Of course, my beloved pup. I sang that song to your father because it represents how my love for him was the kiss of death. The death of a life of loneliness. And the beginning of a life of love.
A song. A song that represents my love for him.
Yes, my pup. You must think of your darling and about how much you will always love them. How many lifetimes you will love them. How many years, reincarnations. 1,000 years of loneliness can never compare to the eternity of happiness that you will have with him.
1,000 years. 1,000 years. 1,000 years. Thanks, Mom. I think you just helped me figure out the song I want to give him. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, I need to go practice.
That's my baby girl. Oh, they grow up so fast. And I know she'll make me proud. And if that bastard hurts her, I'll kill him slowly. And serve him to her as a dish, so they can always be together.